thanks for tuning in for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Well, I'm new to Mormon Channel Daily, so first I just want to say hello for the very first time to all of our listeners. I'm very excited to share inspirational stories, thoughts, perspective, and guidance from church leaders, church current events, and interviews to help brighten your day and give you a little something to think about throughout the week. So Valentine's Day was last week, and I hope you were able to share it with somebody that you love. In that same spirit, I want to start today by sharing a quote from Elder Russell M. Nelson. He said, "As grateful partners look for the good in each other and sincerely pay compliments to one another, wives and husbands will strive to become the persons described in those compliments." What a novel idea. It can be easy at times to get so comfortable with your spouse, right, that you forget to pay them those simple, loving, sweet compliments from time to time. And I'm challenging myself today, and I want to extend the challenge to all of you to give your husband or your wife a sincere, out-of-the-blue compliment and just see what happens. Now, I actually did this last week. I picked up a pastry, my husband's favorite pastry, at a bakery that he loves, and I was downtown for work meetings, and so I just stopped by his office and convinced a secretary to let me up to his floor, and I just left it on his desk with a little note. And as I was escaping, he caught me. He was walking back to his office, but he was so surprised. And, you know, I think it just set the tone for the rest of the day that he shouldn't have been so surprised, because I should do things like that more often, right? But it just kind of set a really nice tone for us for the rest of the day and how we treated each other the rest of the day. And I really thought to myself, I really need to do this more often, because it was such a sweet surprise. So something to think about throughout the rest of the day. Elder Nelson added, "Above all, do not be selfish. Generate a spirit of selflessness and generosity. Celebrate and commemorate each day together as a treasured gift from heaven." Now, can you imagine how much more loving and gentle we would be with one another if we really celebrated each day together as a gift from heaven? I mean, really, in that context, on that level, because that's really what it is. I mean, if you think about how blessed you are to have somebody that you love so dearly in your life and that loves you in return, that truly is a gift from God. And we really should celebrate it, not just on holidays like Valentine's Day, when there's a designated reason to act that way and everybody's buying cards and flowers and chocolates for each other. But what about doing that every single day? Definitely a great mindset to try to get in. Okay, well, switching gears now, I want to share an interesting story with you. A professor of radiology at the University of Utah is conducting a study involving 20 returned missionaries. Kind of interesting. The purpose is to study how our brains react to religious material. So the returned missionaries will be given hymns and scriptures and will be watching religious videos during an hour-long MRI scan. I am so interested to learn more about their findings. And they're really just going to study how your brain reacts differently when it's watching or listening to or learning about religious material, as opposed to doing anything else, doing nothing, studying some other kind of material. You know, the participants are supposed to say, "Hey, I'm feeling something when I'm reading this," or, you know, "I feel differently when I'm watching this than when I normally do." So I think they're going to find something. I'm pretty sure it's going to be fascinating, and I would love to be a part of that study, you know, to kind of see the outcome. Okay, well, last week was the last day for the open house of the Gilbert Arizona Temple. I hope our listeners in Arizona had a chance to walk through the beautiful temple. I think walking through a temple during an open house it's just a once in a lifetime opportunity. I would love to hear your experiences of going through a temple during an open house, whether it's in Arizona or another temple. I completely remember the first time I was able to go through a temple dedication and walk through a temple open house here in my hometown in Utah. And it was so remarkable and had such an impact on me as a young girl. And I just take that opportunity any chance I can whenever there's a temple near me being dedicated. So share those stories with me and your thoughts and your experiences. You can share them on our Facebook page, the Mormon Channel Facebook page, or through Twitter handle Mormon Channel. Or you can even send me an email, mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Okay, well, Roots Tech, the largest family history conference in Northern America, just wrapped up last week here in Salt Lake City. Roots Tech, of course, focused on family stories and family history this year. They had seriously an impressive lineup of speakers, including blogging powerhouse, the pioneer woman, Ree Drummond, who I own every single one of those cookbooks, Stephanie Nelson of the Nini Dialogues, who, of course, has a really remarkable story of plane crash survival, and Todd Hansen, host of BYU TV's The Story Trek. And Todd's actually a friend of mine, and I was able to interview him about the conference and why he believes everyone has a really fascinating story to tell. I'll share his interview with you tomorrow right here on Mormon Channel Daily. And I just love Todd's philosophy that the people out there who think, "I'm not interesting, I don't have a story at all," are usually the ones who have the very best stories. And as a journalist, I was a journalist for many, many years, and I believe that wholeheartedly. So you do not want to miss Todd's interview tomorrow right here on Mormon Channel Daily. Thank you for listening. This program brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to leave you today with Mercy's Arms by Rebecca Lopez.
The mighty fortress walls I have built around my foolish heart, how they crumble, how they fall as I surrender. Thank you. when I